Spirit Radio Podcasts.
But I'm delighted to have my next guest with me in studio. He has seen poverty at a level that I think a lot of us would find hard to imagine when we think of the luxury that we live in when compared to some other countries. He's got to know many young people, Romolo and Ronaldinho, two boys who were just 8 and 10 when they were found abandoned, or Jesus and Carlos, two brothers who will be forever etched in their memories, the images of their father killing their mother when they were just 5 and 7. He and his fellow members are a missionary organisation called Missionary Servants of the Poor, and they've been working with orphans and abandoned children like those who I just mentioned in areas all over the world, including Cusco in Peru, for a number of decades. And he's visiting Ireland just to talk a little bit about his work. It's great to have with me in studio Father Giuseppe Caramon. Good morning, Father. Thanks for joining us in studio.
Good morning.
Well, tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, I come from Italy. I've been working with this movement for 25 years, since I was 20-something years old. You know, you can make the sum. And I studied in Spain in order to become a priest for about 6 years. Then I've been in charge of the formation of the future missionaries for a certain number of years. And now I'm currently working in Cuba, because we have a small mission over there as well.
So in your time, have you been living in various different countries, or did you spend most of your time in Peru after the formation period?
Well, after the formation period, I've been appointed directly to be in charge of the future missionaries, but I've been in Cusco, in Peru, where we are, for many times. I spent many periods over there, and you know, it's been now a couple of months since I left what we call the seminars or hours of formation, and I'm living in Cuba now.
So tell us a little bit about the work that you've done, and what life is like for people, especially the indigenous people in Cusco and Peru.
Well, in the region where we are, that's called Cusco, which is 13,000 feet above sea level, very high. There are many big mountains over there. People live there, about 2 million people in this place, spread in many villages around a big town. The big town is very famous. It's called Cusco. It was the capital of the Inca Empire, very visited by maybe about 2 million tourists every year. So we work with, especially with children, because that society is very poor, which means that it is not an ideal society like people think. Sometimes people think that the poor societies are ideals, there are ideal relationships and so on, but it's false completely, because there is obviously selfishness, violence, and much sin, you know. So we work with those who are more exposed to that violence and sin, that are the children in that society, both in the mountains and the town, especially in the town. Children are exposed to different sort of threats, you know, starting from slavery to prostitution to abandonment. And so we take them in if they are orphans. So we have a group of orphans, or we work with them and their families if they have parents. This is not very usual, because it is very common that children get abandoned both from their father or their mother. So, but we cannot take in many of them, because we want to work them with good quality of work, you know. So they need a lot of attention, you know, a lot of care, especially from a psychological point of view, because, as you said before, you know, many of them got hurt by very strong sad experiences in life, you know, like, you know, as you said, some of them were involved in the drug deal of their parents and so on. So they need a process of a healing, very deep healing, that only God can accomplish. You know, the missionaries there are just instruments of God's care and mercy for them. So we want to be channel of God's grace. They can restore in their hearts, you know, human dignity, and even more, you know, divine childhood.
Tell me a little bit more about just some of the children that I mentioned, Romolo and Ronaldinho.
Well, Romolo and Ronaldinho, first of all, are very beautiful people now. They are must be 15 and 17 years old now. I met them first in a village up in the mountain when they were 8 and 10. And they were known as the little stealers of the village, you know. And I remember having the image in my mind, very impressed, of them watching at us, you know, while you know, teaching to the children at the school, the local school, while giving out some food. So they were really starving, and they were so thin. Like, you know, they were living in a little wild way, you know. So then it was a great surprise for me when the next year, when I came back from Spain again, over the summer, I saw them in our internat, in our orphanage. And it was very beautiful, first of all, to see them among us, and then year by year to see them growing, and they're smiling, their face changing very much, you know. This happens always because, you know, the children come to our house, you know, very much tired from the daily fight that they go through in poverty and in the places where they grow up. And then once they come in our house, after time of, you know, getting settling in the house, they get accustomed to the rhythm of the house. Thanks to the love, friendship of the missionaries, they change very much interiorly and obviously also exteriorly. So they get confidence, and a beautiful smile comes up in their faces, and you know, they let themselves be cleansed by the love of God. They became new creatures, and they became children of us. And I saw them, you know, beautifully changed. Now they're growing, they are strong. They also went in our school, which is a free school for boys and girls as well, in another place. So it is a process of resurrection. It is a beautiful experience to do this work, to be an instrument for that resurrection to happen. So they are now beautiful teenagers with deep principles, you know, moral principles, almost ready, let's say, to face the world, but with a great heart, and then with a great faith also in God. So again, with a great confidence in life.
You mentioned, Father, just the fact that obviously there's only certain numbers of children you can take into the orphanage, and it must be difficult though, or maybe discouraging, to see that, number one, there's only so many children you can help, but also that you're only scratching the surface in a way as well, before these children go into the world.
Well, it is a little obviously it is a daily experience to be surrounded by poverty over there. It is tough to stand, and it's tough to think that we can help just a tiny part of them. But at the same time, it's we know that we're gonna reach out those who cannot come in with our prayers and sacrifices. So there is also spiritual work that is being done on our behalf, and our own sacrifice will reach out spiritually also those who cannot be reached out physically by us. We can also say that there are many other people working up there, even if they are not strictly speaking Catholics, they are doing a nice work. So in Cusco, think that there are more than 150 orphanages. It means that the problem of the children is very spread and very present, you know. So, well, we do what we can. We would like to have more people helping out. Obviously, there will be more children in our house.
And you've had some Irish volunteers help you?
Yes, we had a few young people, especially over the past few years, because the news got spread over here. I don't know why. Maybe they got in touch with our website. And yeah, they did a nice work. They were hard workers and very nice people. We are very glad
that
we had them.
What brings you to Ireland then, Father?
Well, actually, I'm here in order to spread the word about the work, you know, in order to get more people interested in the work, to foster in them, you know, interest in the sufferings of the poor, and especially of the children, because there is so much that can be done. This is a very small new order in the Catholic Church, new work. So we need also to be known in order to get people interested in that.
Well, it is amazing work that you do, and I imagine you've seen the lives of these children and their families changed as well.
Very much, very much so. It is very beautiful also to see the great change in the families themselves, because we work especially with the children, but through the children we work with the families as well. So it's so beautiful to see the poor, you know, not living in sadness as they used to live, with a hope, you know. For example, we have in Cusco more than 150 employees All of them, they were poor people. Now they work for us. You know, they're farmers. They are electricians. Sometimes we need maintenance of it in our houses and facilities. So we have a good group of them, and we work with them. We evangelize them. We teach them what it means to be a family. So they learn, and they rejoice of it, because obviously the gospel brings joy to the heart of people. So it's beautiful to see those people that have a hope and a future, in a certain sense, because then now they have a salary, you know, they have insurance, they have even holidays. They are not bad treated at work as they used to be, because, you know, up in the mountains over there, people are very bad treated just because they are ignorant or simple, or farmers or peasants, something like that.
Well, that's incredible work. If you just join me, I've been chatting to Father Giuseppe Cardamoni. He's involved with the Missionary Servants of the Poor, and telling us a little bit about their work in Cuzco in Peru. If you want to find out more about them, their website is msptm.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.